So we want to get to part two of our Mass Broadcast Association Guardsmen for a Day festivities that we took on yesterday. There's going to be some videos coming up on Instagram. They're not up yet.
There's a couple up there right now.
There are?
Oh, yeah. You doing the physically fit stuff?
Oh, I didn't see that at all. I just went to look. So anyways, you can go check it out on Instagram. And we did all the challenges, the climbing and the jumping and the pulling and the running and the push-ups and all that. And then it was time to go to the shooting range. Now, this is actually pretty cool because they have an indoor fire range at the Joint Base Cape Cod. And the reason why, and it's pretty smart, too, because when you first, you know, you're training or whatever the case is, or you're first getting yourself back after, you know, a weekend and you're getting yourself together.
You need to refresh your skills.
Yeah, you got to refresh. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to waste all that ammo out on the outdoor range. So they help you get yourself all set inside first, doing it through the lasers and the computers and stuff like that before you can actually go outside. So you're on there, and there's eight guns there. And these rifles and these, you know, the machine gun rifles and all this kind of stuff, some are single shot, some are multiple shot.
Yep.
But basically, it's a real rifle, but of course it's set up so it's, you know, there's no actual ammunition coming out.
For simulation.
But you still get the kickback and stuff like that, like you were shooting a regular rifle. So that was pretty cool. I thought that was excellent.
It was a lot of fun. It was funny because Master Sergeant Allen was like, okay, we're going to go into this building now and go pew pew.
So we got in there, and some of us were very, very good. Like, you did pretty well.
I did really well.
I was impressed by you and your skills.
I was like, you better not be surprised.
Well, I was because you're, you know, the gun gets out of out of bullets at one point, and he's like, I know what to do. Clack, click, you know, the safety off.
I was
reload. Click,
I was
click,
like a poor
magazine back in. Click. I'm like, what the hell? Was she in Iraq or Afghanistan? I didn't know about this.
I was paying attention.
Oh my God. I have, honestly, horrendous eyesight. I could hardly see.
You were hilarious
on the
because
big
you were
screens.
Shooting at Tim's target.
Yeah.
Tim was getting a great score. He's actually a really good shot anyways.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his score kept going up. I'm like, Kevin, how do you have zero? Am I shooting at the wrong thing? Me, yes.
No,
why don't you tell me?
That's the thing. Here I am. I'm in number three. I'm like blind as a bat. I'm trying to shoot. I'm not hitting anything. And no one says anything.
It was so
no,
funny.
And finally, I'm like, "Am I shooting at the right target, Nina?" No. You're just gonna let me do that and just keep going and not say, "Oh, Kevin, I think you're aiming the wrong way." No, you just let me shoot at somebody else's target. So he goes, "Yeah, I got 16. I got five, maybe I have four of them." What does Kevin have? Zero. Yeah, because he's not shooting his target.
Plus, Kevin couldn't really see. Let's be honest.
No, I can't see. Honestly,
and some of them are really tiny because they were way, way far back there.
I had glasses, not my contacts, which is, I probably would have saw better with the contacts.
Yeah,
but
probably.
I couldn't see anything. So that it was fun. I mean, it was
a lot of fun.
Fun
I did really good on the machine.
Yeah, the machine gun.
And I actually had one of the guardsmen reloading for me. So I was doing nothing but shooting.
Yeah, which doesn't happen in the field. I don't know why.
No, but it happened for me and nobody else. I thought it was great.
And then finally, after we were done that, we went to the to the courtyard. We had lunch. MREs. These are the meals ready to eat. This is the kind of the food that they get when they're in where they are in combat. And but there are lots of different selections.
There's so many selections. And one of our guards, Richards, she was showing us all the good stuff. She's like, "You want this one?" She's like, "Kevin, get the tuna. Get the tuna, Nina. Get the elbow mac over here. Come here."
She was
awesome.
She was from New Bedford.
New Bedford. We were reminiscing about places.
Yeah,
and stuff.
We had a
kinship. She's great.
Yeah. But it's so funny because they have them all out there, and then they're all, the guards are back there, and I'm like, "Oh, I think I'll get this beef with noodle." You look at her, and she goes, "No." All right, I won't get that.
But she said, honestly, they all taste, you know, some of them taste a little bit better than others. She's like, they all taste fine. She's like, but when you're out there and you're hungry, you will eat it.
All I know is Reese's Pieces taste great all the time.
You were so excited.
I was
like,
so happy.
I got candy. I got Reese's Pieces.
I didn't care about anything else in the bag. I was going to eat the Reese's.
I actually have an MRE downstairs for you.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
And it's cool how these things heat up. It's like a bag. It's a little plastic bag. You put your food in. You fill it with water. And then you close it on top, and you can see the steam. The water.
You got to think about it. It's like the hand warmers that you use for skiing and stuff.
Yeah.
It was kind of like along those lines, and it's activated by water. And
I'm
they
like,
get
no,
hot,
no microwave,
like really hot microwave.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's unbelievable how these.
Kevin was slightly disappointed because he got tuna, so he didn't even have a heat up.
No, it was just a
mechanism.
Pack of tuna, which is at my house. I haven't opened it up yet. But thank you once again. Thanks, first of all, Jordan, Mass Broadcast Association,
Jordan
for the invitation.
Trooper.
Yeah, he was actually, Jordan is like 40 years old, 41. He looks like he's 29, 32.
He was killing the courses, man.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like,
the obstacle courses, he was killing it.
Master Sergeant Allen, okay, we're going to go on a 4 mile run. You laugh, and he's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, because he's a runner.
Jordan, shut up. No, just shut
Jordan
up.
Runs. My favorite, though, was one of the news guys was Jacob. So his co-worker set him up. So she went over to the master sergeant. She's like, hey, oh, the drill sergeant. She's like, can you go over and can you yell at him really quick? Like, we're going to do it. And he's like, sure. So he goes over to Jacob. He's like, you get drop right now. Give me 20 push-ups. He's yelling at him. And Jacob's like, I don't know what I did. But then he was on the floor doing push-ups.
Those voices are very intimidating. Yeah. By the way. But thank you all. Thanks to the National Guard. That was a blast.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Master Sergeant Allen, time. Thank you very much. And then Nina. Oh, let's do this again next year. You didn't do anything. What do you mean that you shot?
I couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I could do all the non-physical stuff. And my medical condition. I couldn't do
my
that.
My friend Ray.
Ray.
Oh, I think
Ray used to work for us.
I think I pulled something. Oh, yeah, you pulled something. Yeah,
no,
sure you
did. He was so excited. He's like, I'm young. I can do this. I'm like 51. I got this. He's out in the first round of the obstacle courses. I think he just ran, and he pulled something. I was like, Ray, you okay? He's like, no, I'm out. I realize now that I'm really old. He's like, I pulled a muscle. Then he was asking one of the sergeants. She's like, is this normal? He goes, yeah, you're old. He's like, I get out of bed. Things hurt, but I'm only 40. And he's like, oh.
Listen, all right. He made fun of me being old on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
At least I did the challenges.
Yeah, you didn't pull anything.
I didn't pull anything.
Next time, Ray, we'll make you stretch.
Yeah, you pulled the wool over all of our eyes. That's what you did. You were fine. Lazy son of a. All right. Anyway, so thanks to everybody. That was a lot of fun. And again, go check it all out on Instagram. You can see all the video. And my masculinity and jumping over things.
No, you were struggling, man.
I'm so sore.
I would have been struggling. Okay.